European Court has today issued what is a very important and clear ruling on the legality of minimum unit pricing. The industry has serious concerns about minimum pricing in terms of its effectiveness, its legality under European law, and the impact it would have on the sector. And what's very important is that the European Court of Justice, the highest court in Europe, has today said that the Scottish legislation introducing a minimum price is contrary to European law. If there are other less restrictive measures available to a government to tackle alcohol misuse. And the very clear steer from the European Court of Justice is that it believes that there's a very high test to be met and that the Scottish government has been unable to meet those tests. So an important ruling today from the European Court, making it quite clear that minimum pricing is a restriction on trade and distorts competition within the market. And it will now go back to the Scottish Court of Justice, Scottish Court of Session, which in 2016 will have to apply the European Court's ruling, and we can expect that final ruling during the course of next year.
Are they bound by this ruling and will have to get rid of minimum unit pricing, or can they say we're still going to throw it through no matter what the Court of Justice says?
Well, the European Court of Justice is the highest court in Europe, and its rulings on matters of European law are definitive. There's no possibility for a national court to deviate from the ruling of the Court of Justice. What the Scottish courts will have to do now is reflect on what the European Court has said on the points of European law, and then there will be an assessment as to whether the Scottish government's minimum pricing scheme is proportionate to what it wants to achieve. And the very clear steer from the European Court today is that if there are other less restrictive measures available, then a scheme like minimum pricing distorting trade and competition is illegal. And the Scottish government itself has brought forward a range of other measures to tackle alcohol misuse, and we support it in that effort. But that clearly demonstrates that there are other ways, less restrictive ways of tackling misuse. And we'll continue to support them in those efforts. Where we disagree is the legality and effectiveness around minimum pricing itself.
The initial reaction from Holyrood today was that they still expect the Scottish Court of Session to uphold minimum pricing. It almost seems that the folks in Holyrood want to be part of Europe, except when they don't want to be part of Europe.
Well, that's certainly a constitutional question that is for others to answer. I think what's very, very important here is, though, that we have to move the debate on. I mean, there's clearly an issue around alcohol misuse to be addressed. And the Scotch whisky industry wants to play its part to the full in doing that. I mean, there's been some progress in Scotland, and the alcohol-related deaths in Scotland have fallen by around a third over the last 10 years, which suggests we're in the right going in the right direction. But clearly, more work to be done. And I think what we hope is that as this ruling is now very clear, there'll be a chance to move the debate on. It's a very polarised debate in Scotland, but move it on to a place where government, industry and others can work in partnership so that we can actually continue to take other, more effective, alternative and legal measures to tackle misuse, because that's in everybody's interests.